Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
This is episode 14 of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. On this episode, we'll be focused on burgers, Mike. And we're going to do a deep dive. This is kind of a part tour, we're thinking. We're going to head out to a local burger spot next week, but we wanted to kind of lay the groundwork for, you know, some of our favorite burger spots. I know you've got a whole list put together
as
well.
Yes, I've got a whole list of in the city, in the suburbs, and a few that are no longer with us anymore that I think deserve a shout out. Before we get into it, though, big news at the WGN radio station.
Yeah, we've got vending machines.
We have now a vending machine.
Yeah, so the snack vending machine is fantastic. I mean, it's got Cool Ranch Doritos, it's got Cheez-Its, it's got the white cheddar Cheez-Its, it's got
two kinds of Doritos.
Right. You got your Cool Ranch, you got your nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Also, have you ever had the Chex Mix cheddar version of it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
those are great.
That's the way to do it.
It's an underrated snack right there. But
yeah,
it was a very exciting, a monumental day for everyone here at WGN Radio. When we celebrate our 200th anniversary, Mike, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. When we get to 200, we'll certainly be looking back on this moment as a huge achievement for the radio station.
Kevin's also assuming that we will be here in 100 years, both him and I.
Not if
alive.
We keep eating all these cheeseburgers. All right, let's get into burgers. I will say this, that you know, there are different styles of burgers, and we've touched on that before, because you have kind of your diner, flat-top grill, more of a smash burger, and then there's, you know, it's just on the grill, a big patty with some lettuce, tomato, onion, and some cheese and ketchup and mustard. So they're few varieties of cheeseburgers. And I do think that when it comes to burgers, like, I love, you know, just your classic off the grill with your tomato, onion, lettuce, all
yeah.
of that. I do think in general, though, my favorite burgers, like I sent you a picture of a burger from Au Cheval, which is my favorite burger because it's very simple. It's just patties, the cheese, I think it's like a mayo aioli type
there's
situation.
There's an aioli. There's a pickle situation.
Yeah, pickles. And it's very simple. And I think I prefer burgers that way. Like, some of my favorite ones are more of, you know, off the flat top. And I will say this, too, about burgers. When it comes to cheese, I know people kind of, you know, they see Kraft American Singles and like, yeah, let's put some fancy cheese on the burger. Like, let's go with some cheddar.
Some Gruyere.
Like, that works, too. Like, that works, but there's something about, like, the consistency of a melted slice of Kraft American cheese on a burger. I think American cheese is the best cheese to use on a burger.
I don't disagree at all. And sometimes if I want to mix it up, I will go a cheddar and Swiss at the same time. It's fantastic. And then the other category of burgers that we've talked about on here with Nick Kindlesberger are the ones that are for the gram, literally just piling stuff on burgers that look probably good in a photo, but if your flavors aren't mixing, then why do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you'll see on a menu what is put on top of the burger, and it's like, well, all of that sounds really good, but the actual delivery of eating one of those burgers can get messy, and the bun gets soggy. And
I also want to taste the burger.
You want to taste the burger as well. And look, I've had burgers that are, you know, completely dressed up, and they were very good. But I think in general, a more simple burger, whether it's you're off the grill or off a flat top smash burger, I think simple is typically the way to go.
I agree with that.
But, you know, it's tough to beat like a summer barbecue when you're just doing your classic burgers with some cheese and your toppings on a good bun, too. And the bun is a pivotal role in the burger.
Do you have a burger that you grew up with? Like a place that you went to that makes you think back of, man, that's what I had when I was a kid.
I think most my favorite burgers as kids were just the ones my parents were grilling or my dad was grilling. You know, I don't know if we really had
Did you guys have like a local butcher or something that you got them from?
Yeah, I nothing really comes to mind like when I think about it. I'm sure my parents had some spots, but I don't remember like having a favorite burger spot as a kid. I think my favorite burgers as a kid were the ones, you know, when we were grilling in the backyard or something.
Yeah, those, I mean, we had something similar with Orchard Prime Meats in Lake Zurich growing up, but my Grammy used to take us to Hackney's in Lake Zurich, and for those who know out in the north suburbs and even, you know, North Shore area, Hackney's is a longtime classic.
It's one in Glenview. That's the one we would go to.
And that's the one that's still around. Mm-hmm. The rest have been, I think they were all owned by family members and then kind of all sold off their parts except for the two that are in Glenview. And that is, I mean, that burger used to be the size of the plate. And it's kind of, they condensed it down, which they probably should have. But my go-to order with that was actually the burger medium on rye with Swiss. Now, rye is very, I mean, that's an underrated aspect when we're talking buns.
So that's more of like a patty melt, though.
Kinda, but it's a cheeseburger.
It's still a cheeseburger, yeah.
Almost patty melt
style of a burger. I would yes. classify it as.
Oh yeah, that was my go to growing up. As I like to say in some of these category topics, my gateway to good burgers. I mean, hey, it's better we're talking food, not drugs here, right?
Yeah, and you know, what would you say your favorite fast food burger is?
Fast food burger. I've thought about this so many times. I have. And it, you know, are we talking like the big three chains of the Wendy's, McDonald's, or
Were you going to say Portillo's?
Well,
Would you classify Portillo's as fast food and put it in the same? Like, I've had this debate about Portillo's, like, is it fast food? It's like, it's kind of fast food, but not really. Like, it's not, you couldn't put it in the same group as a McDonald's or a Burger King.
It's technically fast food, but it's not the big three.
Elevated fast food.
It's elevated fast food. And that's where I go towards, like, a Shake Shack or Culver's or the Five Guys. Mm. And you know what?
Shake Shack is so good.
It's amazing.
It's really good.
People will complain about the price of Shake Shack. It's worth it. I don't care how much it costs. It tastes so good.
How much is it? I haven't been there in forever. Is it expensive?
Well, I'm sure inflation hasn't helped. Yeah. But, you know, it's a little pricey for a, you know, elevated fast food, but it's so good.
So let's go for your favorite fast food spots, like the big ones, like your Wendy's, McDonald's, mm-hmm. Burger King. I'll even allow you to throw White Castle in there because that's kind of its own breed of burger as well, right?
Man, I love White Castle too.
Pay the price for it though. After
you know the go-to,
nobody feels great after mowing down a bunch of late night sliders from White Castle.
There's a reason they're called that, though.
Yeah,
you know what
great.
I mean. But I have the
so let's hear your top fast food burgers.
The fast food burgers, and we're saying the big three, or are we saying
so? Let's
all
go.
Of them?
Let's go. Wendy's, McDonald's,
Burger King. So I'm gonna go Burger King. This is gonna be controversial. Wendy's has fallen to two for me, and then McDonald's number one. For some reason I don't know why Wendy's changed their patties. The last 20 years? Oh, yeah, big time. I'll get into it, actually, with one of our other burger places I'm going to talk about here. But the patty is no longer like that griddle, kind of crispy on the edge burger. Now it's kind of like that square burger. It's okay. It's all right. I like getting it as like a double stack or a double cheeseburger. But the double quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's still does it for me.
Double quarter pounder is a big hitter right there.
It's a big hitter. It's, you know, it is a cleanup hitter, if you will.
That's a lot. So you would go because obviously you can get different types of burgers at
yes.
these spots. So like your top burger at McDonald's is the double quarter pounder
with cheese.
Okay,
yes.
And then your top burger at Burger King would be the Whopper.
Whopper's good. I'm a big double cheeseburger guy from there. I like there's something just that I can always depend on with a good double cheeseburger or ketchup only from there.
I don't think I've had a double cheeseburger from Burger King. I didn't even know
it's
they did that.
It's a great taste.
And then Wendy's, you just get what would be the burger over there?
So, I mean, if I'm feeling like I need to make it my full meal, it's going to be just the regular double. Like, it's, I think that's the, what was the guy's name? Dave Thomas?
Yeah.
That's the Dave Thomas special right there. But, you know, actually a double stack goes a long way. That, like, what was it, like $2.50?
Yeah, well, burger? Wendy's, I remember, like, when we were in high school, they had the dollar menu, and it was a great dollar menu because you can get a junior bacon cheeseburger, a double stack, and, like, some chicken nuggets, and it was, like, $3 or $4.
It's weird. I didn't get into the bacon on burgers until much later in life.
Right.
And isn't that part of the double bacon cheeseburger? Everyone knew it well. I, for some reason, was scared of it.
Okay, so those are some fast food burgers. Let's hear your list of your top cheeseburgers, Mike.
Top cheeseburgers in the city. And I didn't rank these because I agree with you on Au Cheval. That's the best.
And it's my favorite.
And you know what? If you see it on like a list, like some national list put it out there as their number one, they were right. They were totally correct in that. There's a reason it shows up in Chef's Table. You know that episode about, what's it called, Alinea? I don't know if you watched that one where the chef goes to Au Cheval to explain the science of how good French fries and burgers are. He goes to Au Cheval, and he's right. So, but number two on that list would be Owen and Engine over in it's. I think it's considered Logan Square. It's off of Western, and it's a British pub, but they have this Slagle Farms beef burger that is some of the best flavor in a burger you're going to have.
Do you like a pretzel bun?
Yes, so good.
I like a pretzel bun.
I like a good pretzel bun. A Little Bad Wolf out in Andersonville, or like the far outreach of Andersonville, that one's fantastic. And then if you're coming in a little bit into North Center, the Bad Apple is one of my favorite burger spots. That's one of those that has tons of different kinds. Like, I've had a bacon and peanut butter burger there before.
Ooh. And it worked?
It worked. I think it's called Elvis's Last Stand.
Yeah.
And you don't blame him. The Butcher and the Burger over in Lincoln Park is actually part butcher and burger spot where you can pick your different kind of grind and mix that you want in your burger, and they will grill it right there for you. It's fantastic. Kuma's. A lot of people have heard about Kuma's. I don't know if you've gone to the Kuma's. Have you been to Kuma's?
I've not, no.
Metal-themed bar.
Yeah. I've heard all about it. And they do more of the whole dressing up the burger, right?
Yes.
Lots of interesting toppings.
Yeah. I go with something that's a little more toned down called the Mastodon Burger. You know, throw the horns up for anybody who's a big metalhead. That's got your fried onion strings and barbecue sauce, bacon on it, but amazing meat, and all your sides are so good there.
Barbecue sauce on burgers works well.
It's so good.
I like mixing in a little barbecue sauce here and there.
Get that sweet in there. It's fantastic. Region in Roscoe Village has kind of what Wendy's used to be, where you had that like kind of flat, still like squarish type burger, but like crispy on the edges. Although their burgers are the size of your plate, so you should totally get a double there. A Dry Hop on Broadway. It's kind of a brew pub place. Their burgers are outstanding. I think that's like a top five burger in the city.
Wow.
And then we've talked about with Nick Kendall's burger on almost every time he comes on here, but Red Hot Ranch.
I was wondering if you're going to bring that up, because now that you guys talked about it, I just keep seeing it popping up more and more, and it looks
great.
It's
like people are now finding out about it.
So they do, it's more of a smash burger, right? Like off the flat top, but they do dress it up with your classic lettuce, tomato, all of that.
Yes,
right?
That is a classic burger. I recommend the double. It is comfort food. Also cash only. And you can get some fried shrimp with it, too, if you wanted to. But don't be confused. If you're looking
at fried shrimp on the burger?
No, it's on the side.
On the side.
On the side. By the pound. But if you look up Red Hot Ranch, go to the one on Ashland, because if you go to the one on Western, you're going to end up at the location that doesn't have burgers. It's a hot dog place, Red Hots, you know. The Jay Parker Burger over in Lincoln Park, top of Hotel Lincoln, is one of the most underrated burgers in the entire city.
And how do they do their burgers?
They do it very, very similarly to an Au Cheval. So I highly recommend getting up there to try one of those. I don't know if anyone, you know, you've probably seen DMK at Bears game.
I've had DMK,
DMK's awesome.
Yeah.
On Sheffield.
They do like a spicy burger there.
They do a very good spicy
burger. And it
burger.
Was good.
They also do a good kind of their take on a Big Mac. It's kind of like, I think they called it like the Big DMK, basically. It's better.
Are you a fan of the Big Mac?
I like the Big Mac. I didn't try the Big Mac until late in life when the Bulls scored 100 points in a game, and I went to finally get one because you used to get those for free.
Yeah, I was rooting on the 100-point performance. We didn't really talk a lot about the Portillo's burger, but it is a very underrated burger.
It is.
And probably because people, you know, think Portillo's, they think hot dogs, or they think beefs. But I like their burgers. They're great. The buns are great. It just... It has a very distinct flavor, and it's like fresh off the grill. I'm a big Portillo's burger
fan. You know, Chicago Twitter loves to talk about their, you know, underrated foods. And when I threw out the that it is the most underrated burger, at least among chain places, that thing went crazy.
Yeah.
And everyone wanted to tell me that the Bona Beef one was better. It's not.
Yeah, I think every once in a while someone will put that out there. Like, I think I tweeted that maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and it got like just took off on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just finished eating a Portillo's burger. I'm like, man, Portillo's burgers are underrated, and then it just goes crazy.
And
so,
you know, there's some...
I think at this point we can't say it's underrated anymore.
You know, it's just
everybody
about,
knows it's really
it's about well rated, you know. and then if we're going suburbs, do you have a favorite spot in the suburbs? Out by you, like where you grew up or in that?
I mean, I grew up near Hackney's. I don't think we went there a ton. I wouldn't say I had really a go-to burger spot. I mean, we used to go to a place called Photos, which was your burger hot dog spot. And I
Wait,
loved...
is that in Palatine?
So they yes, they have one in Palatine. The original one was at in Mount Prospect at Kensington and Wolf. And it was the place we would... You know, me and my buddies would ride our bikes there. They had free ice cream for kids. They did good hot dogs. Great chili cheese fries, by the way.
Okay.
And I love their burger. Their burgers were very similar to like a Portillo's burger.
Yeah.
That Photos location is no longer there. They do have another one up in Palatine, though.
Northwest Highway.
So Photos Hot Dogs was our go-to spot where we would – they had really good pizza puff, too. I haven't
Is
had a pizza
right?
puff in forever, Mike. And I was talking with somebody recently about the pizza puff. And I loved it as a kid. I can't remember the last time I had one. But I think are pizza puffs a Chicago thing?
They are strictly a Chicago
okay,
thing.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I mean, it's just like pizza stuffed in like fried dough. But anyways, Photos Hot Dogs in Mount Prospect, RIP. That was our go-to spot for all things burgers, beefs, hot dogs, all that stuff.
I need to pile on your tangent a little bit, though. But like whenever I go to
I didn't know
place,
that was a tangent, Mike.
Wherever.
I wouldn't have classified that
I
as
mean,
a tangent.
I mean, you wanted to talk about pizza puffs real quick. Anytime I go to like a place I'm trying Italian beef for a Euro first time and I see a pizza puff on the menu, I get it. And I know I'm going to get the same thing every time because they probably got it from the same company that they reheated it from and threw in the deep fryer, but still delicious.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What else you got on your burger
so
list there?
For in the suburbs, and when I was throwing this question out on the social medias, people agreed with me on quite a few of these. The Lucky Monk in South Barrington, it's a brewery that's over by the big movie theater out there. That's a fantastic burger. Empire in Naperville, which has one of the best patios in the western suburbs. Amazing burger there. I had something called a Big Dipper, which they basically treated like a French dip almost. It was a burger, cheeseburger that came on a pretzel bun, and they gave you au jus that you could dip it in. It was so good. Burger Local in Geneva, kind of like Burger and the Butcher, where they tell you about what kind of meat they're grinding basically for you. Very good stuff. Bulldog in Wakanda. Yeah, I'm going that far. Wakanda
they have
forever.
Good wings.
They do have good wings. They have a great burger though called the Scarlett Johansson.
What's on the Scarlett Johansson?
I think there's bacon, jalapenos.
How do they land on that name for the burger?
I really want to know. I need to ask them. They also have a burger that they basically the buns are grilled cheese sandwiches.
Jeez.
And so in my younger
that just
years,
sounds like too much.
I tried it. It was there was a lot of bread. Tracks in Cary over basically on the train tracks is those are some of the best. Those are the beefiest burgers I've seen around. Those are really good. Evanston, if you go to a Northwestern game, stop by Edzo's. That is your classic burger off the grill top. Fantastic stuff there. Get everything on it. It's very good. That comes with Merck's cheddar too.
Oh, nice.
You get that at Sox games. And then Glen Ellen, Main Street Pub, they have a bunch of different kinds too. I like to get something that has, it's got fried pickles on it.
Okay.
Goes really good. You know, you like your pickles on your burger, fried pickles on it, it's not bad either.
You like fried stuff on the burger?
I do. I like it. I like it crispy, and whether it's fried onion or fried pickles, I'm happy that way. And then out in Wheaton, 302 Wheaton is one of the best spots to just go out on a patio. They do the burger perfectly. Think of Shake Shack, but local.
Okay.
They do it very well there. And then I got to give a shout out to the Two Hound Red in Glen Ellen. It's a brewery that has one of my favorite burgers in the area. They also have the best chicken sandwich you'll ever have.
Ooh.
Yes. I will throw the gauntlet
the
down
best
for that.
Best ever. So it's number one on your chicken power rankings.
On my chicken power rankings, which we'll save for a later date. Is there any places that aren't around anymore that you think of as great burgers? Because I have one that I think could have beat Au Cheval if it stuck around.
Well, I guess just photos, because it was our hangout as kids, and we went there so often, you know, whether it was after baseball games or whatever it may be. But what do you got? What isn't around anymore that you miss?
Johnny's Grill in Logan Square. I think it was next to a Mexican restaurant there, and it was literally right, like, around the corner from that, like, classic theater they have there. Mm-hmm. And that was a pull up a seat at the diner type place with craft beer options. It's a very hipster spot. And that was the best cheddar double cheeseburger, pickles on top, classic thing ever. And that thing, you know how when you eat Al Cheval and you bite right through it?
Mm-hmm.
That's how this Johnny's Grill was for me.
Nice.
I wish it stuck around. Parts and Labor, also amazing, no longer with us in Logan Square. Seven Lions was over on Michigan Avenue. I don't know if you ever stopped by there. I think it was like around where the Gauge is.
Okay, I had never been there.
Yeah, that burger, I went because a friend looked up, like, he came in from California, looked up the list of best burgers in Chicago, and this came up. I'm like, sure, it was. It was really good, but also no longer with us. And then Good Stuff Eatery that was on Wabash over in the Loop area. Those were like super affordable little burgers. Like, I think they ran for like $3 each, but then add fries onto it, it was like $5. Best value burger you're going to get in the city. I'm throwing a lot of very,
I think you've been to every burger spot in the city of Chicago, Mike.
I do need to
see. I don't know how you've been to that many places. That's a lot of cheeseburgers, Mike.
Well, remember when I told you about the pizza challenge I did?
Yeah.
My follow-up was going to be the burger challenge, and I never completed it. And I think I got about like 40, 45 burgers deep on that.
Wow. And what was the challenge again? Were you trying to get to 100?
I was trying to get to at least like 50, 60 on that one because I didn't think I was going to hit 100. And I wanted to be able to put a big old list out on my old website that I had where I was keeping a bunch of these lists, and just didn't get that far because I also just didn't need to eat that much anymore. Kevin?
Yeah, it's a great effort by you, Mike.
You know, when you're single and living in the city, That's an endeavor you can take on, and then when you grow up, you shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I would say Au Cheval is my favorite. Have you had Mott Street burgers?
That's one I haven't had yet.
So that's very similar to Au Cheval. The only real main difference, I think the buns are a little different. They might have the sesame seeds on it, and they also have like fried little, I don't know if they're little, like little shoestring fried stuff that they put on top.
Yeah.
Whether like little onions that are fried up or
good
whatever they are.
Crunch
so,
with your burger?
A little bit. So yeah, like yeah. I prefer Cheval where there isn't much crunch at all, like you said. But Mott Street is very good. So
do you get the bacon and egg on your Au Cheval?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, it's great.
That's really good bacon.
Or just get the bacon for the table. You know?
Yeah.
It's so good there. And it's just a great atmosphere in there, and it's so good.
Do you have a strategy when you go to Au Cheval so that you get a seat?
Yeah, like, go right when it opens.
go when it opens.
For an early lunch around 11.
Or like some weird time in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I've heard of people like going in and checking in, and then you go hit the bars in the West Loop, and then they let you know when you're ready, and then you go back for,
it's a good idea.
For the burgers.
I think I've only gone at weird hours.
Yeah, I think I've been a few times, and I've gone like right when it opens, around 11, 11:30.
And usually I have to sit at the bar because that's the only place you can get a seat.
Which is fine. I love eating at the bar. I always feel like the service
bartender's
is better.
Really nicer there.
Yeah, they are. All right, well, that was a very lengthy list of some of Mike's top burgers. We do want to head over to, and we didn't even mention, and probably because we're going to be going there.
That is a big
plan,
part of it,
is,
yes.
Billy Goat. I love Billy Goat burgers. There's something about, you know, when we worked at Tribune Tower, we would go there often. And I like their breakfast. I just love Billy Goat. I know some people are like, you know, with some of the food options there, but I'm like, I like it. It's just a classic old school spot. So we can take a visit to Billy Goat because I think that'd be a really fun atmosphere to record the podcast in, because you're always hearing the sizzling on the grill and drinks being made and all of that. So we'll head over there. I'm a huge fan of Billy Goat. They've got the little, you know, the raw onions and the relish that you can dress up your burger however you want. But it's a very simple burger. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, fresh off the flat top with the American cheese, and you can dress it up a little bit. So I'm a big fan. But I like the original Billy Goat, or at least, I don't know if it's the original, but it's the one everybody knows, the one underneath Tribune Tower. And we're going to go there and talk a little bit more about burgers. But I feel
you bring a friend with?
Depends on who the friend is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll work on
that. We'll see if somebody reaches out to us after listening to this.
I doubt it, well, Mike. I don't think it might have the opposite effect of people reaching out to us. All right, good stuff from you, Mike. Always a great list. You're very detailed, handwritten notes here for the podcast.
I'll include photos in our podcast page too. So we'll have a fun gallery. You guys heard about what I was talking about here, then you can see it and maybe smell it from looking at it. I don't know.
All right. Well, this was episode 14. He's Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. And then we're going to do another burger episode for episode 15. So stay tuned for that. We should have that next week. But this was episode 14 of Chicago's Very Own Eats.